One of the impacts of overdraft is saltwater intrusion, which occurs when groundwater levels in aquifers are drawn down faster than they can be recharged. In this regard, climatic variables such as precipitation, runoff, and temperature, which are valuable for recharge, play a critical role in controlling saltwater intrusion. Additionally, saltwater intrusion is exacerbated by sea level rise, where the groundwater level is easily surpassed by the increased level of the saltwater body. Under natural conditions, the seaward movement of fresh water prevents saltwater from encroaching coastal aquifers, and the interface between freshwater and saltwater is maintained near the coast or far below land surface. However, saltwater also intrudes naturally to some degree in coastal aquifers where the two water bodies are connected. Due to its higher density, saltwater has a higher water pressure and pushes inland beneath the fresh water. When this occurs, the saltwater-freshwater interface moves inland, resulting in a higher saline concentration in the aquifer's water, rendering it useless for human consumption unless it's treated. Although most incidents of saltwater intrusion occur in coastal regions, inland areas can also be affected. Generally, saltwater intrusion in coastal aquifers is caused by one of two mechanisms: lateral encroachment from the ocean due to excessive water withdrawals from coastal aquifers, upward movement from deeper saline zones due to upconing. This refers to the movement of saltwater from a deeper saltwater zone upward into the freshwater zone in response to pumping at a well or well field.